talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Billy Strings, Meet Me at the Creek. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. Well, in addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters, a very timely interview considering we're in hurricane season. Also, we'll be talking to the folks at Southern Lumber and Millwork, Lawrence Puck Harbor, and about some of the marine products that Southern Lumber and Millwork provides. Marine products, meaning marine grade lumber. There's a difference between marine grade lumber and pressure treated lumber. So marine grade lumber that Southern Lumber provides, and also I asked him about a change that came through from the EPA that takes out some of the protection in pressure treated lumber and marine grade lumber. And it's kind of disappointing to hear that, because I've had some issues with pressure treated lumber not holding up the way it seemed like it used to, and have had to replace some things. And he was indicating that is a fact, that they were forced to change a formula, I guess, whoever does the pressure treating of the lumber for marine grade and regular pressure treated lumber. We'll also be talking with Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More. They have a brand new showroom in Mount Pleasant, and you should definitely run by there and check that. And then finally, another topic that's been in the news lately from the EPA is the forever chemicals that I guess you can test for and find in your drinking water. And Dan Geiger with Advanced Water Systems, those folks sell the RO systems, the reverse osmosis systems that filter out those forever chemicals and make your drinking water safe and pure and help to preserve your appliances and faucets and everything like that, because without a good filtration system from the kind that Advanced Water System sells, you're going to shorten the life of your appliances, that whether it be your washer, washing machine, or dishwasher, and your faucets around the house. So very interesting interview there. But I did want to ask Have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine? We're about halfway through our summer issue. We're hard at work on the fall issue right now, but Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Brandon Lake is on the cover, and he invites us into his Ondaw home, kind of a country home out in the middle of nowhere that he and his family live in. And very, very interesting interview. You check out Brandon Lake on Spotify if you he's really big. He's been associated with some of the local churches, I've looked on like Ticketmaster, and he sells out shows and things like that. So definitely you want to check him out. And and also our summer issue is we focus on outdoor living projects. So this time of year might be a little bit warm to be thinking about outside, but boy, fall's right around the corner. So if you want some great ideas for outdoor living, pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine in showrooms throughout Charleston. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. How you doing, Bailey?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And Bailey, take a moment and tell everyone about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
Sure. We are a locally owned business, and we're from the Charleston area. We design, install, and service exterior shutters for the Low Country. We manufacture all the shutters, hurricane protection, as well as decorative.
Excellent. So we're talking about shutters on the outside of your house, not the inside.
Correct. Either your home or business.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters, you folks manufacture your own shutters. Can you talk about that?
Certainly, yes. So we, from the beginning, we do all of the final engineering, and then our facility is in North Charleston, where our aluminum products are made. Our Mount Pleasant facility has our wood production, our composite. And then we make the shutters, hand make every single shutter, and we deliver to each and every one of our clients and install them.
Okay. And I understand that a homeowner can opt for decorative shutters on the outside of their home, or they can opt for shutters that are designed to protect the openings during a hurricane or high wind event. What's the difference?
Correct. Yeah, of course. Well, we have over 8 to 10 different products, but there are decorative, which are the Colonials or Bahamas, that aren't impact ready, but they still serve a purpose for decoration, give you a curb appeal, but they can still protect from the Low Country elements. But for the impact rated, the hurricane rated, there is a Florida building code associated with each one of those products. And when those are closed, when those with a Bahama closed or an accordion being closed, they allow us to protect from the Low Country storms where the flying debris or the 150 mile per hour winds that could get to us with those hurricanes coming in the fall or in whenever they come.
Yeah. And why is it important to protect the openings of your home? So if your neighbor doesn't have any kind of hurricane protection on their windows, what can happen if a tree branch or something smashes through that your neighbor's window? What happens to the house in terms of the upward lift on the roof and everything like that?
Certainly. So the pressure from just one opening, so if a tree branch does come into an opening, say a window, that wind, if the wind comes in, that could essentially take the roof off our home, because all of that pressure coming into your house, all that wind coming into your house, and then your biggest asset or biggest investment is destroyed just because of that one opening being vulnerable to that hurricane.
Right, right. And I've learned over the years that there's a pressure differential between, you know, the storm that's raging outside your home and then the pressure inside your home. And so if an opening, meaning a window or a door, gets penetrated, the pressure inside your house is going to try to match the pressure outside, and it creates an upward lift on the house, and you may lose your roof at that point versus, you know, being able to ride out the storm. And then if you lose your roof, you're talking about the house getting flooded with rain. And I've even heard instances where the insurance company will come back and say, no, sorry, we can't cover this because this is considered a flood event versus damage from a hurricane. So that's one of the main reasons why you want to protect the openings of your home, the windows and doors, right?
Exactly. That is the major reason. And it's not if, but it's when a storm is going to approach. In 2016, we had a back-to-back hurricanes, and we've had some scares, but it's just it's going to be when the hurricane's going to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you mentioned before the difference between the decorative type shutters and then the ones that the shutter and hurricane protection systems that are designed to withstand high winds and impact from flying debris and such. But a lot of people will buy the decorative type, and you mentioned the Bahama shutters, and describe what the Bahama shutter looks like and why people use it for privacy and things like that.
Sure. So we do have our most popular product is the impact rated Bahama shutter. That is, and that can withstand 150 mile per hour winds and withstand, protect from that debris, and does have a Florida building code associated with it. That is the one that can be either called a Bahama or a Bermuda shutter. And it has telescopic arms at the bottom of it, and it jets out. That's what people kind of describe.
There's a hinge across the top.
Exactly, a hinge across the top. Yes, sir. And it does provide sun shading, privacy. It can have for the impact rated, they can have the louvers move. So that allows for people to see through. A lot of people say that they are concerned about the lighting in their house. And I personally have them on my home, and it does not block any of the lighting that I need for my rooms. Mm-hmm. So the Bahama shutters can also be locked and adjusted from inside the home, eliminating the use of ladders. I know that we have these three-story homes in the low country, so you could get a Bahama shutter on that third story, and you don't have to use a ladder, a 40-foot ladder. I know that does concern people. Mm-hmm. So it's a great product, and it's one of our most popular.
Yeah. What would you say are the easiest for a homeowner to operate, the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection provides, and what are some of the more challenging ones, the ones that require going up on ladders and things like that?
Sure. So our easiest product would be the electric roll down. That is basically pushing a button and you are able to lock your home within minutes. It's great for security as well, too, if you're not in the hurricane season. So those electric roll downs are, it's just a box on the top of that opening, whether it's a door or a window. And you have a remote and you just press a button. That is the easiest product that we have. The more challenging would be the storm panels. Those can still be assembled through inside without the use of ladders. But it's just about an upgrade from plywood. They're lighter in material, they're easy to store, but it's not, you don't have those up permanently throughout the year.
I would imagine there's a correlation between the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters provides, and the price differential between the easiest and the hardest. The storm panels are probably the least expensive, but they're the ones that, and everybody's different. There might be some younger homeowners out there that are like, oh, I don't mind. My in-laws, for instance, have some of the panels that, they've gotten up on a ladder. As they've gotten older, they're not that crazy about doing that. But there's the roll downs. Those are probably the most expensive option there too, right?
That's correct. And I mean, storm panels are great for like first floor or single floor homes. I mean, if you're approaching an opening and you can stand at it, that's a great option. We just suggest that you start. It does take a little bit more time, of course. I mean, it's not going to be a press of the button or anything like that, but it is easy to assemble, and it does protect the same amount as the electric roll down. So they all protect for a Category 5 storm.
And then there's plenty of options that are right there in the middle that are not as expensive as the roll downs, but are still pretty easy to operate, like the colonial shutters, and those are the type that have the, I always think of like anybody's walked through downtown Charleston, you see a lot of the colonial shutters on those houses, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's actually three different options for colonials. You have the louvered, the board and batten, or the raised panel. So there's several different options that whatever the client needs and wants, they can determine. And it does give a little bit of curb appeal with those colonials if you just want to change it up as well. Another option would be the accordion shutters. Those are the ones that close like an accordion, instrument basically. So, and those are pretty quick as well too. Those are permanently affixed to the house year round. So they're very easy to use and maintain.
Gotcha. And what do you say to homeowners that maybe are thinking, well, I have homeowners insurance. That's I'm not going to bother to do anything to protect my home beyond that, because if my home gets destroyed, that's what I have insurance for.
What I would counter is you would actually get discounts, homeowners insurance discounts, if you did put this product on your home. There is also a South Carolina retrofit tax credit. So these options could make your insurance bill less throughout the year if you just had this as protection. And I mean, who really wants to rebuild a house or wait for that check when they could just prevent it, or be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're right in the middle of the hot summer months here in Charleston, and picture the heat that we're all experiencing. We get these same hot days in September, for example, and I moved down to Charleston 6 months after Hugo in 1990, and I had friends that who were without power. There was a tree that landed on their house and destroyed part of their house. They were living without AC for a couple of weeks. I guess that's the other thing is the inconvenience of having your home destroyed or partially destroyed by a storm. Nobody likes that. And so, you know, it's up to the homeowner to protect their own property. By making a small investment, they're going to be able to prevent a disaster from happening down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I think what else is of interest is if your home was built, if your house is like 15 or 20 years old or older, you probably do not have hurricane protection on your home. And code requires, if you were building your house today, code requires you to have some sort of hurricane protection. So if you don't have hurricane protection on your house is breaking codes, right?
That's exactly right. So if you ever have an addition you want to do, or if you wanted to sell your home or anything like that, getting this product will bring you up to code, and that way you have more appeal to potential buyers too.
Well, talk about the experience people have when they're looking to invest in shutters or hurricane protection with Low Country hurricane protection and shutters. You're gonna at some point you're gonna invite them into your showroom in Mount Pleasant. And we have a feature in our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design where we gave some editorial coverage to some of the best showrooms in Charleston, and Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters is in the feature as well. But describe what they're going to see when they visit your showroom.
Certainly. So we have been there since 2008. We have every product that we mentioned through this interview available for somebody to see, touch, feel, get a hang of how the system works. We also have our color charts for our aluminum products as well as wood products. You get that personal touch, and you get to meet the sales representative that you've been working with throughout the process. We are open 5 days a week, and then by appointment whenever it's convenient for the customer. So it's just that they would be able to, the client would be able to really get to be comfortable with the system that they choose. If they were thinking storm panels, like we were discussing, if they were thinking storm panels and they're like, wow, this is a little bit more work than I intend to do. And then they see our accordion shutter and they're like, I actually want to go this route. So this gives them an option just to see, touch, feel the products that we are proudly making within our facilities.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters?
Sure. So we have our website, lowcountryshutters.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. And then if you ever wanted to give our office a call, our telephone number is 843-822-5519.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Thanks so much, Bailey.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us now is Lawrence Puckharber with Southern Lumber and Building Supply. How you doing, Lawrence?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. Well, Lawrence, you tell our listeners about your position with Southern Lumber.
So I'm the general manager of the distribution center located at 4311 Dorchester Road. Within that distribution center, there is also, we house our LVLs and TJIs along with our marine products.
What types of lumber are housed at the Southern Lumber and Building Supply Distribution Center?
So all of our marine treated lumber is located at this facility, including piling.
Gotcha. And the lumber used for marine purposes. What applications are we talking about?
So we're talking docks. Residential docks products, and also residential seawalls which is a term that they use. It's called sloppy V.
Okay. And what is it about marine grade lumber that differs from, say, like your normal pressure treated lumber?
So marine grade lumber is the treatment for the lumber itself. All of our lumber is bought within the state of South Carolina and also treated in the state of South Carolina. And the majority of the marine grade lumber is a term called CCA, which is copper, chromium, and arsenate.
Good deal. And any idea how long people can expect marine grade lumber when they're building a dock and they're having the pilings driven into the bluff mud or whatever the
So right now we're very fortunate that we're not experiencing supply chain issues from our supplier, which is out of Orangeburg, and so usually, if we don't have it in stock, we can get it two to three days.
How does it hold up? I guess is what I'm. How long will it last a homeowner when someone builds a dock?
The material should last between 10 and 15 years, whether it is above the waterline or below the waterline.
Huh. I would have expected it to last longer than that. I guess if you're making...
Well, it has a lot to do with the EPA. They changed where years ago they changed the ruling where they took arsenic out of the formula and they are using an arsenate. So typically older docks that have the old formula will not rot. They last much longer.
Gotcha.
It's just the way we had to change with the times.
Right. Does the builder have any options of doing anything to treat the marine grade lumber before it's installed that might help to extend the life of that lumber?
So they do have a couple of options with the marine grade. Some people will use a water seal. But the key is making sure that the decking that you're using is not just a kiln drying treated decking versus a marine grade treated MCA 0.23 that will definitely extend your lifetime.
So they can do that. The builder can do something with that marine grade lumber before it goes in the water. Then
that is correct. The options that you want to use. We encourage everyone to not try to save money on the decking, but to use the better product.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Good deal. Anything else you'd like to mention about the Southern Lumber and Millwork Distribution Center?
Yes, we call it a state-of-the-art facility. All of our marine materials is under a covered shed, whereas some of our competitors in the area, the product lays out in their yard, whether it be on runners, so to speak, or what's the term I'm looking for, laying out in the dirt and, of course, getting mud on it when it rains. Versus our ability to store it underneath a shelter.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, if someone wanted more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork, how would they get in touch with you folks?
They can call me direct at 843-514-7697 or our main office line, 843-744-6281.
Okay, and you can always find Southern Lumber and Millwork within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Lawrence Puckharber with Southern Lumber and Building Supply. Thanks so much, Lawrence.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Tim?
Good. Daniel, take a moment. Tell everyone about Patriot Blinds and More.
Well, we've been established in the area for several years now. We do luxury custom window treatments and entry-level window treatments. We do everything from awnings to porch shades to really you name it when it's regarding your window, especially draperies, pillows, and things along that lines. And then very exciting news is we have just this month opened our brand new showroom. It's the fourth Graber Design Studio in the entire country, first on the coastal Carolinas. It's located in Wando Crossing, and that's a partnership between Graber, one of the leading manufacturers in the country, and us. And that is right over in Wando Crossing near Crumble Cookie and Walmart and Total Wine and TJ Maxx and all that fun stuff.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on opening the Patriot Blinds and More showroom, which I understand it's the correct title is the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More.
That's correct. Yep. It's a collaboration between us and Graber. And as I said, they're one of the top manufacturers nationally, and it's a place for them to showcase all of the latest trends, products, technologies in regards to window treatments.
Gotcha. Well, the new Patriot Blinds and More showroom is part of a feature we have in our summer 2023 issue, which is out now.
Yeah.
Let me pull a little bit of the description that we have in Charleston Home and Design magazine. Patriot Blinds and More, the design studio is over 1,000 square feet, showcasing the latest innovations in smart technology and window coverings like Roman shades, roller shades, retractable awnings, solar screens, and drapery options. Grab a complimentary coffee from their snack bar while you discuss your window treatment needs with a team member. Is there anything else you'd like to add about?
We also still do our complimentary in-home consultations like we've always done. And a lot of clients don't necessarily need to come in the showroom. But especially maybe if a client's experimenting with the idea of doing motorized technology throughout their entire home, they may want to play with that. They may want to have Alexa raise the shades. They may want to do things like feeling how the cordless lift works and see if that's going to be right for their accessibility needs. So the showroom is really just an additional resource for clients to have as an option to go to, or maybe they've gotten an estimate and they're wanting to touch and feel some more products before they make a final decision. But as always, we still offer a complimentary in-home consultation. You don't have to come in the showroom. You can go to patriotblinds.com. Request an in-home consultation, and we really bring a showroom to you. But the design studio is an additional resource.
And the new Patriot Blinds and More showroom, it's in the Wando Crossing Shopping Center where Marshall's, TJ Maxx is in Mount Pleasant.
Everything.
Yeah. There's the smaller Walmart. People refer to it as the smaller Walmart. But take us on a virtual tour. So as someone is entering the door at the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More, what are they going to see? What are they going to experience? How is the showroom laid out and organized?
Well, one, they're going to experience a world-class design setup in the showroom. Graber has invested heavily in designing these showrooms to offer a really phenomenal, seamless experience when you're shopping. So it's not a big daunting task. So clients are going to love the design, the modern trends and textures. But when you come in the showroom directly to the right, you're going to have an amazing smart home display that really focuses on what's exploding now in window treatments, which is motorization and technology. And we're finding a lot of our clients saying, I don't want anything in my windows, but I need something. So what can I do that'll disappear? Motorized shades are textbook for that. And then directly across from that, we're going to have a whole area dedicated to shutters, showing all sorts of different options from 2.5, 3.5, 4.5-inch louver to different tilt types and frame types so that you can kind of get a crash course in shutters all in one area.
And are these interior shutters or exterior shutters?
Interior shutters, yep.
Which are very popular, right?
Extremely. They'll never go out of style. They're the most sure thing in window treatments, especially in the southeastern U.S. Now, they have evolved a lot over the years. What we're seeing is a lot more larger panels and larger louvers our clients are doing to open up their views more. gives a more allows a more light in the house and whatnot. And then as you continue on back in our showroom, we're going to have a great counter to open up books, go through samples, a TV with slideshows. It's going to be showing you different photography and jobs. And then we have lots of samples for you to take home of fabrics and textiles that you can pull out, take with you, stick it up on your window, see what you think about the way it looks for a little while. And then as you continue to the back of the showroom, you're going to have an area dedicated to soft treatments like draperies and pillows and balances. We can even do upholstery on chairs. And then we'll have an area dedicated to more your cordless shade types and your products like that that are going to be operated more by hand, and some of your more unique shade types like layered shades and sheer shades. So really top to bottom, from a if you're wanting a jam-packed every option that you really need right in front of you in one spot, the showroom covers all the bases.
Well, that's great. Very, very thorough description too. What are the top three selling window treatments that you find customers choosing these days?
Well, I would call it the big three, and it's a pretty predominant top three. And then after that, it's a big drop off, and that would be shutters, roller shades, and cellular shades, also known as honeycomb shades. Shutters have always been popular. We're very familiar with those, but as I said, they've evolved. The fastest grower is undoubtedly roller shades, a lot because of all the motorization options that they have, the wonderful cordless options that they have. And a lot of times when people think of roller shades, their first thought may go to that ugly white roller shade that grandma had hanging in the window that was like a white vinyl, didn't feel good. Now today, they have some of the most incredible textures and weaves and even patterns and roller shades. They can actually be some of the most decorative window treatments. And so they're the fastest growing by far.
Cool. That's great. Well, and as you mentioned, folks can visit the Graber Design Studio presented by Patriot Blinds and More to touch and feel the different window treatment options. But then Patriot Blinds and More will also come to your house with samples as well. And what's the best way to get in touch with Patriot Blinds and More?
The best way is probably the website, patriotblinds.com. But you can also call us at 843-461-1368. And easiest thing to do is just head to Wando Crossing, but the actual address is 1485 North Highway 17, Suite G. And so, but we're right over kind of between Crumble Cookies and Walmart on the right side of the plaza there. And like I said, you can come in the showroom, look at options, but the main thing we always try to leave clients with is you don't have to know what you need. You just need to know you need something. Then come in and talk to one of our designers or one of our showroom associates, and we're going to help you figure out the what of what you're needing.
Well, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Daniel James with Patriot Blinds and More about the brand new Graber Design Studio showroom presented by Patriot Blinds and More. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Dan Geiger with Advance Water Systems. How you doing, Dan?
Very well. How are you today?
Good, good. Dan, take a moment and tell everyone about Advance Water Systems.
We are a local water treatment company to the Charleston area. We also have offices as far south as Savannah all the way up to Chesapeake, North Carolina, or Chesapeake, Virginia. We solve water problems for people. We have a variety of different products that can fix certain things, such as hard water, filtered water, even chemicals that are possibly in your water.
Gotcha. And I heard a report that came out last week from the Environmental Protection Agency. And I thought of Advance Water Systems immediately, and I said we need to talk to you about this report that just came out. And I know that I'm sure you're not the type of person that wants to drum up any fear in anyone or anything like that. But this was a pretty a pretty eye-opening report that the EPA came out about forever chemicals in our water. And can you kind of talk about the report? I'm sure you read it thoroughly.
Certainly. And we've been dealing with this this chemical for quite a long time, actually. It is it's called a forever chemical because it doesn't break down as easily as other chemicals that are possibly in water or you know, food or whatever we eat and drink. But yes, this chemical has been around for a while. Basically, its root is the nonstick from our pots and pans. The Teflon. And right now, my business partners in North Carolina have a major contract to clean this particular chemical out of residential commercial water supplies all up and down the Cape Fear River in North Carolina. So I'm very familiar with it. It is something that the chemical is growing, not growing as a chemical, but growing into different areas. It is somewhat easy to remove through reverse osmosis and filtration. The EPA has not set a limit on this. That's why we haven't heard a whole lot publicly about it. They still have not set the minimum standards for the water municipalities right now to have to treat this.
And the main forever chemical that they mentioned in the EPA report last week, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but the acronym is PFAS?
PFAS, yep.
PFAS. Yep. And the polyfluoral alkyl substances is.
Yes.
And those are the forever chemicals that you just mentioned that come from our pots and pans?
Exactly. It also, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to us right now has heard about the Camp Lejeune lawsuit. Mm-hmm. That was actually a PFAS chemical that was in the water there at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina because of fire fighting foam.
Gotcha.
And so that there is this PFAS really is not just nonstick or Teflon, but it's in a lot of other things that we've used throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And still use today.
Well, I've brought this up when I've interviewed you in the past, and I think it is worthy to mention now. You know, everybody, the term city water is something that most people are familiar with. You know, there's well water and then there's city water. And city water for like the Charleston area, can you tell us where city water comes from?
Yeah, there's two or three different areas that the different municipalities pull water from. The lakes, the Santee Lakes north of Mount Pleasant is one area, and then the Edgestone River is the other area that most of the municipalities pull water from. So it is all surface water that's subject to runoff and things of that nature.
And I can think back to my earlier days. I've taken many a canoe trip down the Edisto River, and they call that a blackwater waterway. It's because it's slow moving, and you really you can't see the bottom. There are a lot of minerals in there, and so forth. And if I'm correct, the Edisto River is it's about an hour south of Charleston, and I just want our listeners to think about this for a second. So the water is coming from, as you mentioned, some of the lakes north of Mount Pleasant, and then also the Edisto River. That water has to get to the treatment plant here in Charleston some way, and there's a pipe that brings it in. How old do you think some of the pipe and infrastructure of those pipes is these days?
You know, I'm sure that they've been there for quite a while. I wouldn't even know where to begin how to put a number on how many years they were there. But some of the infrastructure, especially downtown Charleston, is just old. So
right. So that water comes in from the Edisto River, the same water that, you know, I remember seeing a water moccasin and other wildlife that poops in the water. That water travels through a very long pipeline and goes to the treatment plant, and a lot of the that water is treated and makes it clean. But they're not taking out some of those forever chemicals, are they?
No, they aren't. And to give our municipalities credit, they do a great job of sending us a safe water. They are all there are things in there that are nuisances, but yes, the water is safe to drink. They do treat it with chlorine and coagulation and filtration to get some of the sediment and things of that nature out of the water. The chlorine is used for disinfecting. We like to say that once it gets to your house, it's done its job. So we like to take it out because it is a chemical.
Well, but, yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good. That was it.
Oh, well, and then on top of that, so you've got the water is traveling, 40 miles or so by pipeline from the Edisto River to the treatment plant. And then once it's treated, it's going through miles of pipelines to get to your neighborhoods and then from your street to your house. And I can just imagine what the inside of those pipes looks like. Do the municipalities clean the pipes regularly?
They I can't. They flush the pipes with heavy water usage. If you ever seen the fire hydrants running like crazy just out in the middle of nowhere, there's really no way to put a cleaner in there. So I think they're relying on the water flowing through there to take whatever's in there with it.
Yeah. I guess I'm just trying to paint a mental picture for our listeners about that water that's traveling through those pipelines. And, you can't control those. You have to take that leap of faith and assume that the municipalities are providing you with clean water, but you do have control over the water once it reaches your home. And, what do you tell homeowners about in terms of what advanced water systems can do once the water hits your home and what you can do to clean it up and remove some of those forever chemicals?
Yeah. So the forever chemicals, if they have them in their water, that again is something where they would need to check with their municipality and see the level. The forever chemicals are, there's two ways to treat it. You can treat it for your whole house with specialized carbon through whole house filtration system that will remove them so you're not bathing or showering or cooking or drinking the chemicals. Or you can treat it with just a certified simple reverse osmosis unit that tucks in underneath your kitchen sink and supplies you with a unlimited supply of purified water.
That sounds pretty simple. I don't know why everyone doesn't have one of the two of those systems installed in their homes. And you've got a whole house option, plus you've got one specifically for drinking water. What if somebody has like one of those little filters hooked up to either their refrigerator or the faucet for their tap water?
Regular carbon filtration will not take out chemicals, except for chlorine. Not even the ammonia side. The Charleston area, the disinfectant is called chloramines, which is ammonia and chlorine mixed together. So a refrigerator filter uses just a basic carbon. And 99.9% of the other filters that are under a sink or attachments to a sink only take out chlorine. They won't remove the any other chemicals, VOCs or forever chemicals.
How does the water, the filtered or the reverse osmosis water that advanced water systems can help folks with, how does it compare to, say, bottled water that they can buy?
Certain types of bottled water are actually all right. you really have to read the label to see what's in that water or how it was processed. Being an old bottled water veteran myself, I used to run a bottled water plant in Columbia and Charleston years and years ago. We used reverse osmosis for our process. Mm-hmm. So some of the waters are really good. Some of them are, you know, just kind of like a refrigerator filter type water. Mm-hmm. So it's really important you do your homework on reading the label, see what the process is on bottled water.
Yeah. I guess that's you know, if you asked a homeowner which is gonna provide you a cleaner drinking water, a bottle of water, or you know, water that's coming straight from the tap unfiltered, you know, they'd probably say the bottled water, but what you're telling me is the water that Advanced Water Systems helps people with at their home, that's above and beyond. That's superior to even what you get with bottled water.
Yeah, the bottled water process is very similar. The exception is you're putting it in a plastic container that was made from chemicals and all of those leach. So the water itself maybe was you know 99.9% pure or 98% pure when it was put into that bottle, but coming out of that bottle into your body, there most likely would be some type of a leach from the bottle itself, whether it be plastic or other chemicals that the bottle's made out of.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes those pallets of bottled water sits in unconditioned warehouses for months and months before it
yep.
and goes to the end user.
Yep.
Well, are there... Did the Advanced Water Systems, the water filtration systems, did they take up a lot of room in your house? Do you have to have a big house in order to play? Have you place a system in there?
No, they're very very compact in most cases. From the reverse osmosis standpoint, we actually have two of them. One of them is for a regular size sink, and then we have a smaller one that actually goes. We can fit underneath those low drop down country sinks that people are starting to put in their homes.
Mm-hmm. And what about folks with well water?
So we have a variety. I have over about 42 different systems that we sell for different things. You know, our well water around that this area here is. Some of it has sulfur, the rotten egg odor. We have automatic systems that remove that. Some of them have very hard water, that being also with city water people. We have water softeners that can take care of that. And then we have a variety of different things to raise pH levels if they have low pH, or even whole house reverse osmosis if they have salt intrusion.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the health aspect of having clean filtered waters with a water filtration system from Advanced Water Systems. But what about the health of some of the appliances in the home that uses that water?
Yeah, it's from a city water standpoint, some people in the Charleston area have a little bit of hard water. Hard water breaks down your soaps. It gets in your water heaters and turns back into its natural rock state. Especially a tankless heater, the calcium resolidifies and causes a buildup in those. From a filtration standpoint, if you ever were to take off the back of your toilet tank and reach down where that rubber flapper is that lifts up and down all the time, and rub your finger on it. It'll turn your finger black, and that's from the chlorine eating that rubber seal away, and that happens all throughout your house.
Hmm. And you know, everybody just assumes because they want everything to run as it was when it was first installed, whether it be your dishwasher or your washing machine, or some of the faucets and shower fixtures that you use, but there, you know, you're going to have to replace them at some point. And if you want to get a longer life out of those appliances, will it advance water systems? Will you folks be able to help them with that?
Yes, we will. That's one thing that water filtration or water softening or even water treatment will do from your house for your house is save all your water using appliances. What we normally do is we go into the house and we perform a water test to see what in the water could be affecting not only the person's health but their home, and then we can recommend the proper system to help eliminate any long-term issues that they might have.
Gotcha. Well, I would imagine if there's one thing that you want to have, it's the cleanest water possible. Because you use water so often, not just for drinking, but for showering and washing your clothes and dishes and so forth. If there's one thing that you really want to make sure not to scrimp on is having the best, cleanest water that you possibly can. What's the best way that I'm sure you have conversations with homeowners every day about their particular situation. What's the best way for them to reach out to Advanced Water Systems?
Well, they can certainly visit our website at kineticocharleston.com. That's KINETICO charleston.com. Or they can call our office at 843-645-4450. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we would be more than happy to schedule an appointment to come out. We do, like I said, we do a free water analysis. It takes about 15 minutes, and then we can show the homeowner what different products we have that may be able to help them.
If you live in, would you say that older neighborhoods or newer neighborhoods are more susceptible to some of these different problems we've been talking about?
It really depends on the water source. There's no real correlation to what neighborhood, whether it's north, south, east, west, in Charleston. It's just a matter of the water coming through. Downtown Charleston, we seem to have more of an issue with people having small amounts of lead in their water just from some of their old plumbing or some of the old infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Well, we have been, and you can always find Advanced Water Systems within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Dan Geiger about a very, very important topic, how to remove forever chemicals from your water. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.